Like in some countries today, when you apply to the bank to get a loan, it's not a human being that decides. It's an algorithm that decides whether to give you a loan. We will see this in more and more areas. You apply for a university, for a school, for a job, and increasingly your fate is in the hands of an algorithm. And this is a much more real.
With over 40 million copies sold and books translated into 65 languages, this is a New York Times best-selling author who's told the story of the human race from the past, the possibilities of the future, and has now begun to tell that same story for children.
The important thing to understand is central bank digital currencies are not currencies. It's a financial transaction control grid.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
It's the end of the dollar system.
I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
We are about to face one of the greatest periods of uncertainty in American history. Organize your finances, expand your knowledge, your insight as to what it is that you have, and then start making decisions.
And one way to protect your money is by investing in precious metals, gold and silver. That's always been a great way to make sure that you keep your money and you keep it safe. When you go to bh-pm.com, use promo code Trump. That way, if you decide you want to invest in gold and silver, you'll save yourself a little bit of money.